Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. I am Frank Williams. The call-in number to the show is 516-531-9483. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. You can call in and listen live. And if you'd like to give give a comment or have an opinion about today's topic, just press the number 1 on your keypad, and that will alert me that you would like to be on the show. All right? Again, 516-531-9483. Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether you have personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And please, don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. And again, Thanks, guys, for tuning in, and welcome to the show. Now, let's get to the weather. Right now, we're looking at 48 degrees in the ATL, a high today of 64. Mostly cloudy, low tonight, 47. Tomorrow, sunshine, 67. Wednesday, sunshine, 69. Thursday, partly sunny, 76. And on Friday, we have partly sunny, 79 degrees. Saturday and Sunday, looks like thunderstorms and rain this weekend. But the temperature should be pretty nice. Okay? So that's your weather for today. Today's word of the day is maladroit. Maladroit. M-A-L-A-D-R-O-I-T. It's an adjective, and it means lacking skill, cleverness, or resourcefulness in handling situations. Inept. Inept. That means that's maladroit. Lacking skill, cleverness, or resourcefulness in handling situations is maladroit. And that's your word of the day. All right. Let's see. Again, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. And I welcome you all to today's show. It's Monday. I know. And we're headed into this week. It is the 9th of April. And this is a good day. So Monday, next Monday will be the 16th of April. It's this month is going to go by us so fast that, you know, I mean, we're going to be into May in just a minute, right? We're going to be into May in just, and then June, we'll be halfway through the year. I mean, it's just, we're already 1/4 of the way through the year already, January, February, March. That's 1/4 of the way through the year already. So that's it. That's where we're going. And so good morning, guys, and let's get right into the show. Today's show is entitled, Fertility Doctor Uses His Own Sperm to Impregnate His Female Patients. Okay, so I heard about this story last week. And I wanted to kind of share it with you guys because I feel like this is just a big piece of drama, right? Big piece of drama. And I wanted to use the show so that we could discuss the reasons that this fertility doctor was using his own sperm to get his female patients pregnant. And from what I read the article, this guy's in Indiana. And he's actually a retired. He's retired. He's retired right now. And it's funny because the way that everything was found out is that one of the kids that he used his sperm for, this guy, and he hadn't practiced since 2009. But they found out that he was using his own sperm not long ago, just you know, a few months ago, because one of the kids that was from a fertility doctor wanted to find out who the father of the, they know who the mom, who the mother is. They wanted to find out who was the father, who was her father. And when she started digging into different things, and she called the clinic actually to find out who her dad was. The clinic and the doctor told her that those things were shredded years ago. And so there was no way that they could give her that information. So she started digging into different, they took some DNA tests and all this stuff. And then she found out that she had a sister that was linked to the same sperm, right? And because of that, now she has a half-sister. The half-sister, which was, okay, the half-sister had her DNA because he used his DNA for both of them. Then they found out they had another and another and another. And then they found out that one of the DNA tests linked them to the doctor's son, okay? And then the doctor's son told them that when she, contacted the doctor's son, the doctor's son told them that his dad was using his sperm to impregnate women a while back when he was practicing. So the doctor's son is actually her half brother, right? That's it. Her half brother. And you say, Frank, what's the deal here? Why this is getting airtime? Well, because it, not only is it weird, but also you think about, they're thinking about doing child support from this doctor, and he's got a lot. He's got a lot. Now he did it over 50 times, at least 50. He said, excuse me. And then what's really mind blowing about this is that, not only about maybe child support, possibly. Now he goes to court for some kind of thing in October, but not only child support, but if he passed, once he, well, not if, he's going to pass one day. And when he passes, then these kids that he, is the father of these kids that he's fathered through insemination, then they have a legitimate, excuse me, and they have a legitimate claim to his, to his estate. Right, they have a legitimate claim to his estate because they are his kids. Okay, so that's that's something that's interesting as well with this. And then when you think about it, he said that the reason that he did it was that the reason he did it was because he didn't have access to fresh sperm. So, and he felt like he was in some in pressure situations to impregnate these women, that he figured he'd use his own sperm to do it. So that's a big problem. Okay, and I guess he wasn't thinking along the lines that hey, these kids may one day want to know who their dad is. 516-531-9483 is our number to the show. Now, also is that I don't know how the insemination stuff works. Okay, I don't know how that works. I don't know if she goes, they put her to sleep or whatever, and then they have to put something up in her to inject the sperm into her to fertilize the eggs. I don't know how that works. I don't know how that works. So, but whatever the procedure is, you know, he did it. And he did it and used his own sperm. And I guess, you know, I guess he got paid from that. If you're a sperm donor, I guess you get paid for that. Okay? You get paid for being a sperm donor, just like you may get paid for being a blood donor or bone marrow donor or whatever. I believe he got paid for that. So not only was he getting paid from doing the procedure, he was getting paid for being the procedure's, you know, guinea pig, right? So this guy, this is just some unbelievable stuff. Unbelievable stuff. But I wanted to bring you that story this morning, and that's all I have for today. I think I'm going to close it down. I think I'm getting a little bit under the weather here. My wife has been a little sick, so I think I'm getting what she had, all right? But I'm gonna rear it, pull it down, close it out, and move on. All right, now tomorrow I'm not doing a show. I'm not doing a show tomorrow because I'm trying to get a project done at home. I'm gonna use my morning because I'm on this second shift. I'm gonna use my morning to work on my project at home. And hopefully tomorrow I can get what I want to get done tomorrow, get it done, and that way I'll be ready for my other piece. When my other piece comes in, is delivered, then I can use that to move forward on my project. But tomorrow, no show, and we'll be back on Wednesday, okay? Hey, guys, take care of yourselves, and I'll see you in about 48 and a half hours. This Frank, I'm over, and I'm out. I'll see you.